is exclusively spiritual and which denies any legitimate role to the physical. But on the other hand, we can also be assured that Jesus provides no comfort to those who merely go through the outward physical motions of worship while being devoid of internal spiritual integrity. In our text, Jesus quite plainly stresses the spiritual essence of worship as prior to any of its possible means of expressence. We conclude then that to worship in spirit is to worship God with our minds, with our God-given intellect, with our divinely reflective intelligence. Worship is the spiritual action of the mind by which we affirm God to be first in our values. To worship in spirit, then, is to worship God with our hearts, with our God-given emotions, with our divinely reflective feelings. Worship is the spiritual action of the heart by which we affirm God to be first in our affections. To worship in spirit is to worship God with our wills, with our God-given capacity to decide and act, with our divinely reflective volition. Worship is the spiritual action of the will by which we affirm God to be first in our commitments. Authentic worship, then, is above all spiritual action, which derives from the intellectual center of our nature, which flows from the emotional heart of our being, and which emanates from the volitional core of our human spirits. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit. The second prepositional phrase, in truth, must also be understood in order to gain a full understanding of Jesus' concept of authentic worship. The preeminent truth in which worship must be fully immersed is the truth about God. The integrity of worship depends on this. At the very least, to worship God in truth is to worship God as he is. Not God as we think him to be, not God as we hope him to be, not God as we'd like him to be, but God as he is. If we do not worship God as he is, we worship some other God. It does make a difference what we believe about God. There are two ways to miss the mark here. First, we can fail to accept things about God that indeed are true of him. We can reject them. Secondly, we can believe things to be true about God that aren't in the least true of him. We can fall off the horse either direction, and we end up in the same place. In either case, such worship is not in truth, but in error, and thereby unacceptable to God. Authentic worship is also predicated upon the full acceptance of the truth about us. And here we can fail the test in two different ways. We can refuse to accept what is really true about us, namely that we are sinners, that we are in constant need of God's mercy and forgiveness, that we are totally dependent upon God for everything, for every breath we take, and we always will be. Secondly, we can believe things about ourselves that are not true of us. In either case, we worship in pretense and not in truth, pretending to be something we are not. This, too, will disqualify our worship. Jesus tells us that those who worship the Father must worship in truth. This, then, is the standard by which the Savior tests our worship. Authentic worship is in spirit and in truth. In conclusion, the words of Jesus in John 4 contain at least six fundamental principles of worship. God is seeking worshipers. Only true worship is acceptable to God. True worship is the fruit of true salvation. We are living in the age of true worship. And the Holy Spirit is the energizer of true worship. And the New Testament standard for authentic worship is in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The Father is seeking such to worship him. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Leafblad. I trust that you share the enthusiasm that the Endowed Lectureship Committee that I share this that I chair this year has for this lecture series this week. This is a message we certainly need to hear. May I encourage you and to return tomorrow and on Thursday for the continuation of this lectureship series and to invite those of your friends and colleagues to attend also. Let us pray. Help us, our Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth. May we put you first in our priorities and in our lives, O Lord. Guide us as we study today, as we serve you today, and now dismiss us with your blessing, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and you're dismissed.
Thank you. I was too slow on the first time.